So we're in the forest, we're on the edges of the forest. We've shaken off the brownies or the Cornish pixies, whatever form they take in your mind, and now the light's starting to dim, and the path becomes scrubby and a bit harder to see. So we start moving into this penumbra. It's a shadowy, indefinite, or marginal area. And you look beside you in the trees, and you glimpse this swish of red. And then it goes out of your sight. So you step back a few paces and you see that there's a child wandering on their own. And you call out, but they can't hear you. So you need to leave the path to go to them. This lost child represents the part of ourselves that needs attending to. It could be something that literally happened in our childhood that wants to be resolved. Or it could be a part that we think shouldn't be there. So either something that's not spiritual or not mature. And we need to meet this with metta. So you need to find your own word for this. It might be positive emotion, might be tenderness, maybe non-judgmental awareness, or even seeing clearly with precision. Pema Chodron suggests loving kindness towards ourselves doesn't mean getting rid of anything. We can still be angry or timid or jealous or full of feelings of unworthiness. The point is not to try and change ourselves. Meditation practice isn't about trying to change ourselves or throw ourselves away and become something better. It's about befriending who we already are. The ground of practice is you or me or whoever we are right now, just as we are. That's the ground. That's what we study. That's what we come to know with tremendous curiosity and interest. So perhaps we can bring this image to mind when we notice a voice in our head trying to tell us something and we want to bat it away because it doesn't suit our idea of how we want things to be. So maybe, you know, if there's a voice that's telling you, you know, that you need to rest, actually, like, just stop. But sometimes that can be quite inconvenient, you know. It's like we can excuse it with all the reasons why we can't stop or we can't ease off our schedule. You know, or maybe a friend has said something that isn't sitting quite right with you. And maybe it needs a bit of investigating and exploring. You know, that going into that tender part. We're like, well, what's happening? You know, what does that feel like in the body? We need to turn towards that with kindly awareness and see what needs to be heard and felt. But before we go any further, I want to reiterate the most important point to remember. And the point is not to make these shadows go away. So these aspects of ourselves, they know if we have an agenda, if it's sort of like, okay, yeah, we'll talk for a little bit, but then, you know, let's get on with things here. These approaches that I'm going to take you through, we've looked at two already. The more rambunctious little gremlins or this more tender response to a lost child. As we continue to move on, we're not going towards better or higher approaches. We use different approaches at different times. Yeah. So this is where this mandala idea comes in. We're not moving from A to B. It's like, what is arising in this moment? What's the appropriate way to respond? If we see ourselves as conduits for energy in the universe, then we're always inviting something else in. We're always seeking something else to find expression so that it can change into the form it needs. And that's the ongoing effort of spontaneous, compassionate activity. It starts with ourselves, internally, with what's going on for us.